This is February 16th. So I'm going to go to Drudge and see the headlines.
Oh, joy. That delicious Drudge.
See it all. Limbaugh, never seen anything like that. Chuck Todd, not funny. He's a CNN guy, right?
Yes.
Zucker, both, strong as ever. Who's Zucker? What, Carol? No, he's, well, I don't know, Jeff Zucker. He's defending CNN. And he says CNN can survive it. I guess that's what he's saying, that they're stronger. The president says this is not effective.
Well, yeah, but now look here. If he's having to make that pronunciation, what does that tell you, Bob? If he's coming to say we can survive it, what the hell happened that you're having to survive a press conference from the sitting president of the United States of America? Pretty delightful.
So the headlines are approval pops to 55%. What was it? Was his approval down a bit?
12%. It was very bad.
Oh, really?
No, because they only asked three Democrats. So, you know.
Right. That's the lying news. The lying media said 12%.
Yes, but now they're saying a very different thing now.
Yeah, so he said
now
he inherited
like,
the
oh,
mess.
No. He did. He has.
What was the mess?
The Obama mess. Was there giving away the store, giving away the world?
Oh, okay.
The world as we know it, you know.
He doesn't mean... Yeah. It doesn't mean the mess in the media.
No, the media fed that. See, the media, Obama made the media a god. He's having to dethrone them. That's all it's about.
Right. Now, Jack Attack, Twitter CEO who doesn't like Trump, compares USA mood to Arab Spring. Is he afraid of that, or is he happy that the Americans are having an Arab Spring?
We have no idea what he even means by an Arab Spring.
Arab Spring is like sort of like a rebellion.
No, we know what it is. We know what it is.
Civil unrest. Here it is. Experiencing civil unrest comparable series of revolutionary protests, coups, and civil wars in the Arab world, while the social media company appears to be treading water after a rough past few months, which includes a number of high-level staff departures and relatively sinking stock price, the founder sees his platform influence and society remain large same, if not growing. A lot of the same patterns we've seen during the Iranian Green Revolution, the Arab Spring. It was stunning to see how Twitter was being used to have a conversation about the government with the government. Recount the first time he got the impression that Twitter was so integral. That was in the protests and riots in 2014 in Ferguson. So, Ion, is America having an Arab Spring revolution, coups, and things?
No.
What is America having?
The time of its life.
It's liking what Trump's doing.
The people are in the streets. He is calling them out. He's saying that the media dishonesty is out of control. And I'm going to call it. So now when I see it, I'm going to call it. If you're a yellow dog liar, I'm going to call you on it. And don't you worry, I'm going to call you on it. And all the leaks, he says that the news is all about what they leaked. He said the news should be that they leaked all this crap. That should be the news.
Yeah, one poll is 55%, another one is 39%, so they're all over the map.
Did you get that, Bob?
What was the second one?
39.
Right.
First one,
let's
55.
See, wait a minute, let's see.
Daily presidential tracking.
Little Bears,
I think they're considered pro-Trump.
You need Ivy, too, would you?
Mm-hmm. Gallup gives Trump a lower 41%. The Pew poll revealed 56%.
Well, and there's lots of things going on.
Americans disapprove of the president.
Netanyahu calls Trump a great supporter of Israel.
Who? How much disapproves, Carol?
56 disapprove, 46 strongly disapprove.
What are you saying, Ion?
They're talking about Netanyahu thinks Trump is a great supporter of Israel.
What Carolyn was citing is what the polls figured
No, you were off. You were off. It was on silent the whole time, but we were filling in the space.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you. Okay,
you don't hear me now?
We couldn't
hear you now.
But
we filled in your recording. We filled in your recording.
We filled in your recording.
Well, I don't know what you're talking
about.
We
filled in your recording.
I don't know what I'm talking about. We're going to start over again. Carolyn just said
you blanked out.
Yeah, 56% is pro-Trump.
No, there's like five different polls. 55% approval. Another one, 39% approval. Another one, 41%. Another one says 56 against, 56 disapproved.
Okay, let's ask Ion, what would be Ion's poll if Ion's capable of making an accurate statement compared to those guys? What do you say is happening percentage-wise, pro or...
You follow specifically the Rasmussen poll.
Rasmussen was the first one, Bob, 55%.
Yeah, and they're using considered pro-Trump Ion.
Okay. We don't care.
Well, is it accurate? Is Rasmussen accurate?
Is. Most accurate. They all vary a little bit, but so far it's the best.
It's a daily poll, so they can't be erratic day to day. They have to, you know, have sort of some sort of stability.
They're polling everything.
Yeah, they're polling every day, so it's not like out of the blue, here's a number.
Or we sit down and we hem up five local avid CNN watchers. And we hem them up, and every time before they have to go to the bathroom, we ask them a question. And that's how the other polls, the poll of polls, you remember? And then we had the poll of the poll of the polls and all that crap. This is much more cross spectrum. But you're still identifying with little people, so it's a silly thing.
Mm. Right. I know, you already talked about this, but an amazing moment in history is his 80-minute press conference.
Okay, let's ask Ion. What's so amazing about this, Ion?
He called them out. He called them out.
So
he took their question. No, he's never done that before, Bob. He's never done that before.
He has. He's always attacked the press.
All he's done on his
tweet. No. This is straight up in an actual press course. And he called them on it and stopped and called out CNN and called out the guy on your 10 o'clock show. Goes against me every single day. And if your ratings make it, we'll be very surprised. Because you're not going to make it.
If your ratings make it, in other words, you may be out of business.
They're going to be out of business. I think he says because the people have caught on. It's not me. I'm just a little guy. I'm just a poor rich man. That'll catch on, Bob, a poor rich man.
He will.
It's coming.
All right, so...
And there's I think I came across a transcript, so that'll be nice just to read through.
And so, does this mean that CNN and them will never get a question in again?
Oh, he may poke them. He may, because what he's doing there, he's playing them like a bad habit. What he's doing, he's poking them to say, you're inappropriate in every way, and here's why. You're inappropriate in every way, and here's why. Here, you're focusing on the wrong thing. You're saying that I'm not doing something right, when the problem is that they're doing terrible things to get this information. That's what...
I understand that. Who's doing terrible things to get this information? Who's
the ones committing treason. The people in the present government that are committing treason by leaking the secret information.
Right. They're doing terrible things. So the CNN is doing terrible things to get this information to be
People in the government are. They're just trying to get anything. They're getting anything to look bad on Trump.
And he complained about that.
He didn't complain. He didn't complain. He pointed it out. He said, this is what's wrong with it. But the people, the American people, see it. You've been exposed, and you're going to learn quick enough that this is not the way it's going to play. So you've been put on notice. He officially today put them on notice. It's over.
Now that means that they can attend the press conferences and ask questions, but he'll probably ignore them.
Or if he does, if they ask a crazy question, he's going to say, that's a crazy question. I'm not answering it. That's what he said.
All right, so they have no special status anymore. If Obama...
And before APB had, was sit first, you know, Madeleine Albright had to be arranged and Helen Hunt had to be received and no more. Those days are gone, Bob.
Well, that's great.
Now we have Skype seats out of Omaha that are great.
Would you say Skype seats? We have Skype seats?
Yeah, Skype seats. People who can't get to Washington, they have little bitty things, the little bitty networks, who get to ask questions now from a seat that has a telephone, a computer screen sitting on it. They call it a Skype seat. You can Google it.
So anybody can get on there and almost be a news outlet.
Even you, Bob,
because
you'd never go in that nasty room, but you might do a Skype thing. What question would you ask President Trump if you were in the Skype seat, Bob?
So they allow people beyond the White House room. They allow people beyond the White House briefing room to engage the press conference.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, that's pretty democratic, isn't it? Is that democratic? Isn't that democratic?
You're so funny, Bob. This is no longer democracy. This is no longer democracy. Have you lost your mind? That's crazy,
dog. No, it's democratic on the media level. He's allowing anybody in.
Yeah, there's an autocratic, but there's no demo in it. This is not a dry run. It's an auto.
I disagree.
Aristocracy.
All right, so where are we at here? So the media always should have not been in charge of everybody. The media should not have been the massage, and he's attempting to, at least with his institution, stop the media massage, which is a smart policy.
And actually, he has not tried to. He now effectively has.
Yay!
That's the new thing. It's a new game. There's a new sheriff in town, Bob. There's a new sheriff in town.
Right. McLuhan used to say we need to turn TV off for 6 months and assess what it's doing to our society rather than just having it here operating and changing, having a say in it. Is Trump – now, it's way different today. You can't stop media. People like media.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But see, there's so much of it now, just like Marshall McLuhan said. There's so much of it now that no one – if you get a million people – you're the biggest thing in town.
Right.
You had to have 20 million or nobody even knew you were on TV.
So what McLuhan was asking for, Trump is attempting to do to shut
He's
off
not
the
attempting.
Media.
He's not attempting. As of today, it's done.
So can we say that he's the first applying McLuhan president?
Yes. Roosevelt was the closest. Roosevelt was the closest second because people were in a bind. See, from coming off of Hoover, they didn't know what to do. But Roosevelt gave them hope.
By his fireside chats or just what
yes.
he did?
It began Mediacology.
Right. Okay, so
see, that's where it began.
It,
that's back when you used to watch the radio. Don't you remember, Bob?
Oh, yeah, I did that.
A little boy watching the radio.
Edith Piaf. I remember Edith Piaf constantly singing. That was.
My oh life. Yes, Lord have mercy. Yeah.
Okay, but listen.
Bring out the Canuck in you.
No. This is when I was in Paris. Before in the 30s.
Yeah. Only Canucks listen to that, Bob.
Okay, so listen to this. So Trump is doing Mediacology the best way one could, the way McLuhan meant it, and he's controlling the media, modulating, turning them off, turning them on. At will. So the McLuhan Facebook page should be noticing this. And they are
they should.
Not, I bet.
They should.
They're not.
The Facebook page should be that the coach house is on fire. And we're helping the environment by increasing the carbon to make it a better world. But I don't guess that made it.
Yeah, so I'm the first McLuhanite to point out that to see Trump clearly, aside from political bias and loving or hating him,
perfect.
I see he technically
perfect.
Is doing
perfect.
McLuhan.
Perfect
yes.
words. Perfect words.
Yes, very
and
good.
And Carolyn, we're helping him with his low T, too, so that's going to be great. We're going to get rid of the low T, and he'll be a manly man again.
Okay, so I go to my ION questions. Throughout the session yesterday, Ian was saying the word key. And the first time it got cut off, I didn't get an answer from you. Then later you talked about the key code. And then I found out you're referring to the chapter 23, maybe supplement C, whichever supplement has the keys and the heirs. Now, is there more about the key code and the key that you didn't say yesterday that you could fill in?
Well, we were talking about chemistry. Well, fill in. We don't fill in. Well, it is chemistry, Bob. It's aperture science. We could spend the rest of the time on your aperture science, but that's not your question. All we said was refer to the keys and the heirs to fill in. That's what you're asking us to do here, is to fill in. Well, our point is those keys fill in your conversation. So take the third key and fill it in. And you read the third key and even do the English translation, which we happily provide, to the third key, and it fills in for you. Because it knows more than what you can conceive. Well, you conceived it, but you separated yourself from it. It's kind of like the stem cell question. You suppressed yourself with yourself. So you have to shake your tomato plant so that they can then be pollinated and bloom and produce fruit. The whole point of this ascension is you must bear fruit. That means your meat sack body must respond. If it doesn't respond, you can ascend and not know it. We say you've already ascended, but if you don't get the message, if you don't get the memo, they'll put you in the box in the ground, and you'll still have eternal life, but you'll live eternity in the ground.
When I read the keys, how does that relate to chemistry and some of the questions that Carol was asking about in her
Very specifically. Very specifically. It tells you how anodes connect.
Anodes. Are they the main term for the keys in chemistry?
In anodes? Chemistry, yeah. Uh-huh.
So there's a description of how to do our new formulas in the supplement C, which has the keys and the ears, whichever supplement that is.
Well, a cathode, you have an anode and a cathode, and that's the reduction. You're trying to do the reduction.
I was just reading in Carol White's book, LaRouche's book, on the photoelectric effect, which is about the cathode and anode. Is that regular? Does that relate to what you're talking about?
It does. It's how the skin and fat represent the nerve bundles.
Yeah, and
hyperpolarization is what you're trying to get. And you can't have depolarization. But you're experiencing, with Trump now, you're experiencing hyperpolarization. But if you read the third key, that would explain that to you already anyway. So, good God, Bob, you've done it again. You're reading Carol's blah, blah about the blah, blah.
No, listen. In McLuhan's articles in the 50s on Fitting His Wake, he said Joyce was using the circuitry of the cathode ray tube, or the interplay between the cathode and the anode, as a metaphor for making a poetic metaphor.
For making a salt bridge. For Carolyn. For making a salt bridge.
He's saying that's for Carolyn.
Yeah, she'll get that later. Just put a note. Send yourself an email saying Ian was babbling about the cathode and anode and your ridiculous words that don't mean anything, and it refers to how it proves something. And we say, no, it actually proves a salt, how it applies to a salt bridge. And that's when you're supposed to know, let Carolyn know. So in 4 or 5 years, when you listen to this again, you'll know that's what that email went with. So that'd be great, man.
Salt bridge, that's part of the chemistry of our cells, where we're made up of light and salt. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, but you're talking about the T quadrant almost. So we were just giving you the words.
Okay, so what McLuhan said, which was describing the communication process, the act of communication with the cathode anode as a metaphor, I think of it. Is that an accurate metaphor?
It's okay. Carolyn says they all suck sooner or later.
Right. But you were telling us about the cathode anode, not metaphorically.
Yes. That's true. That was spiritually inclined from a chemical abrasion,
right.
And a turbo salt bridge.
All right, so I'm distracted a bit, so I don't think I have any.
We like
questions.
That. We like you. We like you distracted. It's beautiful. Okay, so back to the thing you wanted to talk about. How does this affect your world? Where does media ecology start? How are you going to live in a world without media ecology? If the media doesn't know anything, how are you going to tell anybody? If there is no CNN, how are they going to find out that your drops are curing the plague? Oh, sorry. Did we say there was a plague? We did not say that there ain't never not going to be no never plague, Bob. We did not say there ain't never not never going to be one. We never one time not never did never say that there ain't never not going to be no plague. That your damn drops that you didn't make, that you don't do, that you can't get, that make them apply, that makes them better, that takes care of that. As a balm in Gilead. Did you read about Goshen, Bob? You should read about Goshen. Goshen is a protected place. You should be happy you're living in Goshen. Goshen is a fine place for
you. We're living in Goshen?
Bob.
Are we living in a protected place?
Yes, you are. A bubble.
You mean our house or the island of Maui or some other parameter?
Yes, yes, and maybe. Yes, yes, and maybe.
Maui and even though 2012
yeah,
was Hawaii getting flooded, that's
fuck,
not going to happen.
Fuck Maui. Bunch of yellow dog Democrats.
Yeah, you're talking about
probably,
you're
you
talking.
You may be down. You and Hilo Hattie may be the only ones that make it.
Right. You're talking about our home is a protected place.
Yeah, but when you move off your home, then that wherever you are is a protected place.
Oh, okay, very good. So
except for Wailea. We got Wailea. Don't worry about Wailea. Four Seasons is gone, but you got Wailea.
Yes, Wailea is safe. You say media ecology, and I'm listening to yesterday's session, it means the effect of your image on the public. Your media ecology
affect.
Is your image.
Affect. Yes,
all right.
Good save. Good save,
so
Bob.
So Trump has stopped affect if he stopped media ecology.
That's correct. And this is the new effect because he stopped affect. This is the effect. Now, all news does, you can turn it on right now. When we get through with this, you can go to the YouTube, CNN Live, and we can promise you, we can guarantee you, we can bet you any sum of money, any amount of money you'd like to wager. What they're going to be talking about is how what they're doing is not wrong. What they're doing is a service to the American public, how it doesn't matter what President Trump, how deluded he thinks he is, they're righter than he is right. They have the real news. They don't have to deal in alternate facts. They're more right than Donald Trump is. But who does he think he is riding his big white stallion horse coming here going to fuck us in the butt? We're not going to allow that. We're going to provide you with the real news. We're going to provide you with the real stasis. We're going to tell you what's really going on. And five people are left watching CNN is all that's left.
Watching that statement.
Yep.
Watching
and it's over. But you do it as a little test. It doesn't matter. Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't make any difference anytime. That's their rub. That's their drag. That's what their rub. They can't talk about anything else. Or if they do, it's how it affects Trump and what Trump affects and how it affects. The effects precede the cause, Bob. This is the proof. Proof's in the pudding.
All right. Okay, so that's enough for today.
Yes, it is. And it's the most wonderful thing now because this is going to be huge because you've made some great breakthroughs. There's this great big calving that's taking place right now. Do you know what calving means, Bob?
No. Is that giving birth?
Well, a calf is the birth of a mama cow, but that's not the one we're referring to. You have this great big monster iceberg, and great big slabs of ice fall off of it. Those things that fall off is called calving. That's what's taking place. You're becoming a honed machine. The things that are included in the iceberg are included. The things are like chaff, blown away like the wind.
Did you say you're becoming a whole machine? Did you say the phrase?
Yes.
He says it's becoming a whole machine.
Yes.
You mean a good, healthy machine?
Absolutely. It's going to be svelte.
All right. Okay. So...
And everything will be blown like chaff in the wind.
Right. So let me go and process all the media and see. It's an important day. And this is Trump being Bob, right? He's doing Bob.
That's exactly right. This is where you finally close the Quoker quadrant.
Right, which is the Android meme quadrant.
That's right. Finally close it.
Would you say the Android meme is still here, and that's Trump as Rumpelstiltskin?
Well, we're going to have to say no. We're going to have to say no, but you may argue that point because it's like any definitive position, even the Android meme is still around, even if you dispel it. If you're talking about the Android meme, it has to be about to be saying we used to have an Android meme, and McLuhan would say, well, now you have it all over again. So from that esoteric level, you can never quite be quite shed of it. However, you don't have many polio doctors running around here, do you, Bob?
Right, and Trump is just doing mediacology within the institution of government.
1601. Mediacology, 1601.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so I should process this, get ready to make my own statement, my own press conference, and...
it's almost time. You should be already preparing the State of the Union.
Right. And that's coming up in a couple days. Yeah.
Well, not a couple of days, but you get ready for yours. It's going to be great. We probably won't do it this weekend, but the next weekend will be a bowl brummer, Bob.
payday. Talking about payday.
Yeah.
Why
cash flow, over, under, you know.
Yeah, why would
Washington,
it be this weekend?
Rocky Top.
Too
we
much
can,
unfolding?
But, yeah, it's just becoming. Wait till you see what happens tomorrow, Bob. It's going to be so exciting. It's going to be so exciting. We're working on your playlist, getting you all together. It's going to be so exciting.
Oh, listen, that reminds me. Could you send me where I see the playlist for last Saturday? I don't have your individual weekly playlist.
Okay. We'll be happy to forward
that.
It's posted, but we'll be happy to send it to you. Have a great evening. We'll play tomorrow if you want to.
Yes, I'll probably go surfing, but I'll get back and we'll do it regular time probably. So thank you very
happy
much,
day.
Ryan. Let me go enjoy my
Always.
Day, my birthday.
Always happy day.
All right, talk to you later.